Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the upper levels of the academy, plagiarism is often considered an unforgivable sin. But recent research reveals that it is far more common than many would like to admit. Dora Clark Pine, associate professor of psychology at La Sierra University, explains.
Many academics tend to believe that students who plagiarize are doing so intentionally and maliciously. While such activities no doubt occur, I was convinced that students were just as likely to plagiarize unintentionally and unconsciously. My belief stemmed from the fact that despite detailed discussions on plagiarism in my courses, a significant number of papers, maybe 50 to 60% of them coming in at the end of the quarter, would have a lifted phrase here or there without appropriate citation. I first conducted a pilot study of 65 dissertations and a study of 100 dissertations, then yet another study of 120 dissertations. Using the journal articles used by the dissertation author, I then looked for plagiarism. My entry-level word list was identified as four words or more, word for word, from the original author without appropriate citation. That is, the material was not in quotes, and or a page number was not cited in addition to the author and the year of the article. Careful to avoid false positives or very common phrases, I discovered 100% plagiarism in all three studies starting at the five-word count versus the entry level of four words. In many situations, I would find multiple five-word lists. Overall, in the pilot study, 80% of the dissertations examined contained at least one 10-word list. Even more interesting, 48% contained at least one 15-word list. My hypothesis is that appropriate feedback mechanisms are not in place to help students learn not to plagiarize.
That was La Sierra University's Dora Clark Pine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.